Topic 8. Read on. Make me happy. Give me a gift.
Most people like getting presents. What's not to like? Gifts bring happiness to both giver and receiver. Gifts establish and confirm friendships between people and, on a national level, between heads of state all over the world. The idea behind giving and receiving gifts has a long history of expressing positive emotions such as love, sympathy, playfulness, respect and goodwill. Practical gifts from parents, cheesy gifts from siblings, fun gifts from friends, odd presents from relatives who don't know you very well, all wrapped up and presented to you on significant occasions. Lovely. Or is it? Some gifts, while much appreciated in some cultures, may appear very strange in our own. If you were to receive a live cricket, for example, you'd probably think it was one of those gag gifts. But you'd be wrong. You would, in fact, have received a precious gift from a Chinese friend. The Chinese have long admired crickets for their melodic song, and have praised the insect in both poetry and paintings for hundreds of years. A chirping cricket in your house, they claim, brings the sound of nature indoors. Today, a specimen with a good singing voice may cost as much as $65, but some particularly fine singers could cost five times that.